Good evening, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. Net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boom and Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. Repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times, can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The monthly meeting for the Boomville Amateur Radio Club will be on Tuesday, March 18th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Brad Northern Mark Community Center at 106 Schuyler Street. Everybody's welcome to attend. If you wish to pick up a regularly scheduled night to do the net, please contact somebody in the club. We can definitely set that up. Should you be listening to the net and nobody starts it up after a few minutes after 9, feel free to start it yourself. Okay, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
N2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, it's a nice moonlit night there. It's 33 degrees at the low for the 24-hour period. The high was 51 and lots of sunshine today. Shame there's going to be, I think they said 14 to 18 by this time tomorrow night. Or by tomorrow, by Thursday morning, I should say. We'll see if it materializes or not. It would be nice if it didn't this time of the year. Anyway, finally that vehicle still kept doing those crazy stall outs and everything else on me. And when I took it to a local mechanic here in Glenfield, when they put their multi-$1,000 analyzer on, they found that the computer was causing this thing that screws in and back where your air intake is for the fuel injection. It's called automatic idle control valve or something like that. So it cost me almost $100, and it's for the PCV just to be safe as well. Put that in, and so far now, this is a week now, it hasn't stalled or done anything, and it's doing a lot better on gas, so hopefully we found the problem. Just shows with these modern cars, you could go replacing everything you think it could be, and it still wouldn't, it won't show up on the regular code reading thing either, so unfortunately you have to spend lots of money with mechanics for stuff that you could otherwise easily do yourself. You just simply can't afford those pieces of test equipment. And even he says that he can only get about 75% of everything that the computer actually says. The other 25%, you got to buy the code reader from each manufacturer in order to be able to get 100% of what those car computers are saying, both the Tranny, Interlink, and Ignition computers. Just utterly unreal. So, list is running, and thank God I'm glad of that. So we'll say, God bless, 73s for now, and hope you and everybody else is doing fine. N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, glad it's working now. I've always thought them the whole code reading setup there is just a scam anyway. You're telling me they can put these onboard computers that can navigate you all around the world with a screen with a perfect readout and satellite imagery and everything else, but they can't pop you a error message that tells you exactly what's wrong. You have to plug in a special computer. Come on, they can run that right through the same equipment on the dashboard. And I've never understood why they don't do that. Well, I understand why, because and their mechanics can charge more, and they can sell the the information for the to get the computers to plug into them. But honestly, this day and age, if there's a problem in the car, it should just speak to you and say, there is a problem with the car and tell you exactly what it is. There's no need for these outdated 1970, 1980 code readers that we have today. So, all right, George, you have a good evening. Thanks for checking in, and I hope all your snowblowers and plows and everything else are working, because it looks like we're going to get a little bit of weather here. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-in.
KC2NBU.
And 5ALW. Good evening, Jeff.
Moore. We'll start with KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Oh, we got 33 degrees up on the hill here, and still waiting for the snow to come off one of the roofs. It hasn't come off yet. Maybe it will when it, if we get a little bit of rain before the snow starts. But kids are hoping for a snow day. So we're went to the store and got all the stuff we might need if we can't go out tomorrow. Over.
Okay. Yeah, I got the same thing going on here. I got a little section where, you know, most of the roof, the rest of the roof is all cleared off. There's one valley where it's just hanging, dangling, ready to go. But maybe, a little bit of rain would be nice. That would probably speed up the process a bit. Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. If it was up to me, the whole event would be rain. But unfortunately, I guess it isn't up to me. All right, Ray, well, thanks for checking in there. And I don't know if you got a Pete's email today.
Yeah, I got Pete's email. Gotta get that squeaky wheel gets the grease, so we gotta keep reminding Bob that we're serious about getting our club-owned radio up there, up on the hill. So the backup can stay the backup and still be working.
Roger that. Okay, we'll catch up to you later, and hopefully we won't get a lot of weather. All right, N5AOW, Bill, good evening, what's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Not a whole lot. Got a few things done today. Played on the radio a little bit. Did some eBay things and washed a couple of vehicles. I got most of the dirt off so they can get re-dirtied up again. So, kind of funny. I was laughing at myself as I was doing it, especially the truck. And I said, well, you know, I'll get it clean. I'm going to have to put the plow on anyway and get out and plow probably tomorrow or whenever, but it was so bad I couldn't stand it. So, it was time to do it. And as for the car, that don't need to be used. Just put it in the garage while we're enduring the storm. But maybe it'll make it so we get another ride or two in. Who knows? I don't know what the temperatures are going to be, and maybe it'll extend the riding capabilities in a little bit. So we don't know. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff. KD2NAIT at 5AOW, pardon me.
All right. Well, we'll have to see. I don't know what kind of snow it's going to be. Sure, boy, the way you talk about it, sure sounds like it's going to be a wet snow. But we'll have to wait it out and see. Maybe if we're real lucky, it'll just be rain. That's my look at it. I want it all to melt. I'm ready for it to go. Today was a tease. I tell you, it was nice. There was a few times I just went outside and sat out there and soaked up the sun. And boy, that's almost as good as. That's food right there, right at this time of year. You need it more than food, almost. Good sunny weather. Get out of the house a little bit. All right, Bill. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, next control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-in. Me, not much to report. I see one little patch of grass out in the yard. I don't know how that happened. Must be the last snowstorm. The plow might have scraped up a little bit in the yard. But anyway, I see a patch of grass out there. It's got my hopes up. But I guess probably that's going to get dashed here after midnight sometime. We're going to get some of that snow and nasty weather. Maybe this will be the final one for the year. We'll have to see. But got to work all night and work all day tomorrow. But nothing else to report. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Final call for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Return the frequency of the which you use. I'd like to thank George, Ray and Bill for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? So this is KD2AIT, clear. any stations like to check in this evening?
This is November 2, Whiskey Bravo X-ray. Good evening, no traffic.
AC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N2WBX and KC2, November Bravo Uniform. Thanks for checking in. Any other stations out there like to check in this evening with Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net? This is I-10, looking for all stations to check in. Okay, final call for I-10 this evening, Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. Any stations would like to check in, please come now. Okay, thanks to the stations who did check in tonight. This is W2JUV from I-10, clear the repeater.